So I want to share with you what I said, Shabbos Parshas Ekev. The Pasuk says, Va'ato Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecha, Shoyel Me'imach, what does Hashem your God ask of you, Kim Yiras Hashem Alekecha, only to fear Hashem your God, V'alechaz B'chol Derochav, to walk in all of His ways, V'la'ahava Yisai, and to love Him, V'la'avadus Hashem Alekecha, to serve Hashem your God with all of your heart and all of your soul. So, Chazal, darshan from this pasuk, when it says, "Ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem alekecha shel mimach," what does Hashem ask of you? Chazal darshan al tikre ma elameya. Do not read it ma, rather read it meya, which is 100. And Chazal derived from here that a person should make mea brachas b'chol yom, a person should make 100 brachas every day. But we need to understand where Chazal are getting this from, because the pasuk says ma, it does not say mea. So how can Chazal tell us, do not read it ma, rather read it mea? Chazal also darshan on this same pasuk, Chazal asked the question. It seems, the pasuk says, "Now Israel, what does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear Him." The pasuk makes it sound as if fear is, as if the fear of Hashem is some small matter. Chazal asked, "Atu yira mils zutra sehi? Is fear of Hashem a small matter? That it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is downplaying yira. All Hashem is asking of you is only to fear Him." So Chazal asks, is it a small matter? And the Chazal answer, and yes, the Gabim Moshe Milsa Zutrasi, that for Moshe it's a small matter. For Moshe Rabbeinu, Yira was a small matter. And everyone asked the Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't talking to himself here. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael, and he was well aware how difficult it is for one to achieve Yira Shemayim. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu downplaying Yira, and saying that's all Hashem is asking? In the capital we say on in Chedesh El, the capital of Ledavad Hashem Oiri, so what we say, the Ledavad HaMelech says, Achaz Shoalti Meis Hashem Oiz HaVakesh, Shivti B'Veis Hashem, Koli Mechayoi, there's one thing I ask of Hashem, this is my request, to dwell in the house of Hashem my entire life, lachzos b'noyim Hashem, to gaze at the sweetness of Hashem, u'levakeh b'heicholoi, and to visit His chamber. So we need to understand, achas sha'alti me'ez Hashem u'isa avakeh, seems to be a double expression. One thing I ask of Hashem, this I request. That's achas sha'alti and u'isa avakeh is the same thing. So as we stand now in the days of Elul, as we are approaching the Yom Noiroim, the awesome days that are upon us, so I speak for myself, and I imagine that others share this as well, I find myself very distant from where I believe I'm supposed to be. And almost to the point that I don't see how I can raise myself to a level to be prepared for such awesome days. So we need to find chizik somewhere. And I think that the place to find chizik from is Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim we were very distant. We were in Memtes Shari Tumah. We were in the 49th level of Tumah. And despite that, we were liberated from Mitzrayim, and we were able to raise ourselves to the peak of Kedusha, to the point that 50 days later, we were standing in Har Sinai and accepting the Torah. So, there's in the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's got to be chizik there for those of us that find ourselves very distant from where we're supposed to be. Now, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk says in Parsha Shmos that at the burning bush, when Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu, told him to take him to Israel out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Vehin lo yaminu li, they're not going to believe me if I come to them and tell them that Hashem appeared to me." So Hashem says to Moshe, "Vayema, ma ze biyadcha? What is in your hand?" And Moshe Rabbeinu responds, "Mata, it's a staff." And Hashem says, "Throw it to the ground," and it turned into a snake. And then Hashem told him to grab onto its tail, and it turned back into a staff again. Now Hashem said to Moshe, "I want you to show that sign to Bnei Yisrael." Later on in Parshas Va'era, Hashem tells Moshe to show that sign to Paroi. So, we need to understand, number one, why was it specifically this sign that Hashem chose to show Bnei Yisrael and to show Paroi as a sign that the redemption is coming? Secondly, why does Hashem ask Moshe, "What is in your hand? Maze biyadcha?" Hashem doesn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu has a staff in his hand. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we read about the four sons, and there's the Ben Harasha, the wicked son, says, "Ma avoid azayis lachem. What is this service to you?" And we derive from that he means to exclude himself. He means to say, "Lachem v'loy lo." He means the service to you, but not to him. The Baal HaGadah says that the fish hoiti has asked him in a klal kafah be'ikar, since he excluded himself, he denied the ikar. So we need to understand, everybody asked the kasha, the Rishonim already asked the kasha, that the Chacham also says, "Ma eduz v'chukim ha-mishpatim ha-shetziv ha-shem alekenu eschem." He also says eschem, and there we don't derive from his word that he means to exclude himself. So the Rashi answers that the Chacham is different because he says alekenu. He says, so he includes himself when he says "our God," whereas the Rasha doesn't say "Elikenu." So I'd like to try to understand the depth of the difference here between the Chacham and the Rasha. The Chacham says "Elikenu," the Rasha doesn't. So the Baal HaGadah continues, "Vav ata hake ishinov." So you should blunt his teeth and tell him, "Vav rezeh os Hashem li b'teisi mitzrayim." It is because of this that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. "Li v'loy loy." He only took me and not him. "Ilu hoye sham lahoye nigla." Had he been there, he wouldn't have been liberated. So why is it that we're supposed to blunt his teeth? Hake ishinov. Why specifically the teeth? The Mefarshim also have another difficulty with the Baal HaGadah, because the Torah really gives a different answer to answer to the Ben HaRasha. The answer that we give the Ben HaRasha really is the answer that is prepared for the Eino Yodei Elisha, for the son that doesn't know how to ask. It's the same answer. So why is the Baal HaGadah using the answer of the She'eni Yodei Elisha for the Rasha? So in order to answer all of this, I believe we can understand in the following manner. The Avodah of the Yamim Ha'Ra'im is to crown Hashem as king over the entire world, to declare Hashem's kingdom over the entire world. That's all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, are about declaring Hashem as Melech, as we say by the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They all begin with Melech al kol haaretz, the King of the entire earth. And we ask Hashem, Melech al kol haolam kula b'chodecha, rule over the entire world with your glory. That's the theme of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is Malchus, is to declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as the King over the world. Now, comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everybody davens these tefillahs of begging Hashem to rule over the entire world. We say that with tremendous kavana. The problem is that we fail to recognize that before we declare Hashem as King over the entire world, we need to first declare Hashem as King over ourselves. We're also part of the entire world. And so before we start trying to crown Hashem as King of the world, Hashem has to be King over myself first, before I can declare Hashem as King over the world. And if I can't manage to declare Hashem as King over myself, because of all my desires and my yetzaharas that don't allow me to declare Hashem as King over myself, then it's hypocrisy to even declare Hashem as King over the entire world. And that's why when we say a bracha, we don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Melech HaOlam. Blessed are you, Hashem, the King of the world. We don't say that. We say first Elokeinu, our God. And then we can say Melech HaOlam. You can't say Melech HaOlam. You can't say that Hashem is King of the world unless you first say Elokeinu. Unless you first say that Hashem is my God. Hashem is our God. Then you can say He's Melech HaOlam. But don't try making Hashem Melech HaOlam when He's not Elokeinu. And this, I believe, is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael. All that Rabbi Yisrael wants from you, Va'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shel Me'imach. Hashem wants from you Mo. What is Mo Mem Hei? Melech HaOlam. Hashem wants you to declare Him as King over the entire world. That's what Hashem wants. Say Chazal. Say Chazal, no. Al tikrim mo, elameya. You can't attempt to declare Hashem as Melech HaOlam unless you first say Elokeinu. So Chazal inserted the Aleph into the mo. So it's instead of Melech HaOlam, it's Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Al tikrim mo. Do not try saying mo, which is Melech HaOlam, elameya, unless you first say Meya. You have to say Elokeinu first. Then you can say Melech HaOlam. And that's why Chazal instituted 100 brachas that a Yid should say 100 times a day, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. First, He is my God. He is King over myself. Now I can declare Him as King over the world. So, now we need to seek some advice as how to reach this level that we should be able to say Elokeinu. If what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of us is to declare Him as King over the world, and that's what our avodah is on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we cannot possibly say Melech HaOlam before we say Elokeinu, so how does a Yid reach a level that we can say Elokeinu and declare that Hashem is King over me, which means that I will not think or speak or act in any way that is not in line with Malchus Shemayim. And I believe that the Eitzah for this is that we need to borrow. Meaning that even if we're not on the level that we can possibly say Elokeinu, and even if we're not on the level that we can conduct ourselves, that we feel that we conduct ourselves in a manner that we should be able to say Elokeinu, we need to borrow, which means that we need to, as we say in English, you need to fake it until you make it. So we need to outwardly conduct ourselves in a manner that is in line with Malchus Shemayim. And as the Sfarim tell us, Adam Nifal Lefi Pu'ulos, a person is affected by the way he acts. If we act in a manner that is in line with Malchus Shemayim, eventually it will have an inward impact on us. And it will become ingrained, it will become part of our panemius. So, but where are we to borrow from? Where are we borrowing this from? Where are we borrowing the Elokeinu from? So I believe that we are a person, every Yid can borrow from, we can borrow from our past, which is our Avos HaKadoshim. We all had the Avos Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were a Merkava to the Rabbi Nishalem, were a chariot to the Rabbi Nishalem. And we, the fact that we are their descendants, gives us the right to borrow their Madrega, even though we're not there yet. Each and every one of us can borrow from our future, because every Yid has potential to be a Merkava l'Shechina. Every Yid has potential to be a chariot to the Shechina, to be a, that they should be a person upon which Hashem can say Elokeinu, that we can say Elokeinu, that Hashem is our God. So we can borrow from our future, we can borrow from our potential, and we can borrow from our present status as well, because within each and every one of us is a neshama that's a chilek of a kami mal mamish. There's a neshama that's part and parcel of the Rabbi Nishalel. So within our panemius, there is our panemius genuinely wants to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon ourselves. We want to declare the Rabbi Shalom's kingdom upon ourselves. It's just our chitzonius that is not prepared for it. But we can borrow from our own panemius, because that is really who we are. And we have the right to conduct ourselves externally in that manner, in a manner that is in line with Malchus Shemayim, because in Pnimius we are really there. In the Pnimius Shebe Pnimius, we're really there. So we can borrow from our past, from our Avos, we can borrow from our future, which is our potential, and we can borrow from our present, because within our Pnimius, our Neshama, that's a chedek of the Kami Mal Mamish, truly wants to declare Hashem's kingdom over ourselves. So we have the right to borrow that Madrega of Elokeinu, to conduct ourselves in that manner. And I'd like to suggest that that is what the Shin represents. The Shin has three kaven, it has three lines. The right one that points to the past represents the right to borrow from the past. The left line that points towards the left, points towards the future, which gives us the right to borrow from our potential. And then the middle one represents the hoyve, the present, which gives us the right to borrow from from our own pneumias. And this is what the name Moshe represents. Because Moshe has the Mem and the Hey, which is the Melech HaOlam, which is what Hashem wants of us, to declare Him as King over the world. What's missing, though, is the Elokeinu, which is a prerequisite. In order to have the Melech HaOlam, we need to have the Elokeinu. So for that, there's a Shin, which represents that we have the right to borrow the Elokeinu from the past, from the present, or the future. And that's why Chazal say that there's Moshe. Moshe exists in every generation, within every Yid. Every Yid has that ability to borrow the concept of Elokeinu from our past, from our present, and from our future. And that's the depth of what the pasuk is saying. Mo Hashem Olekecha. How can a Yid reach this level of Mo, of Melech HaOlam, which Chazal say, Al Tikra Mo Elameya. Chazal say, you can't say Mo unless you say Meya. You can't say Melech HaOlam unless you say Olekeinu Melech HaOlam. Mo Hashem Olekecha. This Mo of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shoyel Meimach. You can borrow it from within yourself. Shoyel me'imach. You can borrow it from within yourself. And that's when Chazal ask, is Yira, this concept of Yira, of the fear of Hashem, of declaring Hashem as king over ourselves, is it a small matter? And Chazal answer, and ligabe Moshe milse zutrasi. When you have that Moshe, since we all have that Moshe within us, which is that shin that gives us the ability to borrow, even though we're not there yet, it gives us the ability to borrow from the past, from the present, or the future. So now it is a small matter. You don't have to be there. You just have to be able to borrow. And that's why by Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Bnei Yisrael and told them, we're going to go out of Mitzrayim and we're going to receive the Torah, Klal Yisrael looked at Moshe and they said, what are you talking about? We're in Mem Teshari Tumah. We're as far from Kabbalah's Torah as possible. What are you talking about? How in the world are we ever going to get there? So the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe, Daber no ba'oznei ha'am. I beg you, Moshe, speak into the ears of the nation. Miyashalu, tell them to borrow. You don't have to be there. Borrow. Fake it until you make it. If you conduct yourselves in a certain manner, eventually you'll get there. And that's why on Pesach night, the minig is to borrow, meaning we conduct ourselves as we're supposed to conduct ourselves like kings, like free people. We're supposed to set the table in a royal manner and to sit in a royal manner. What is this? It's a skit. It's a play. What are we doing? No, because that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim required us to borrow. It required us to conduct ourselves outwardly in a certain manner in order to reach the level that we needed to be at, which eventually got us to Kabbalah Satoira. And that's what Rashi is telling us, the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha is that the Chacham says Olekeinu. Everybody is saying Ma. If you look into the Haggadah, Chacham Mahu Aimer, Rasha Mahu Aimer, Tam Mahu Aimer. Everybody's saying Ma. Everybody's saying Melech HaOlam. Everybody's willing to declare that Hashem is king over the world. But the Chacham is the one that says Olekeinu. He understands Al Tikra Ma Elameya. He understands you can't say Melech HaOlam unless you say Olekeinu first. the Russia is looking at us pretending. He sees that we're pretending. We're pretending to be royal. We're pretending to be B'nai Chayrin. We're pretending to be Erlich Eden. And he starts making fun of us. What shaykhis does this avoida have to you? You're in Memtesh Shari Tuma. Why are you pretending to be an Erlich Eid? He refuses to borrow the Elokeinu. So he's a She'ene Yodea Lishoil. He doesn't know how to borrow. So we use the answer of the She'ene Yodea Lishoil for him. And we say, Va'avata hake ashinav, if you're not willing to borrow, we're going to get rid of your shin. The whole purpose of the shin, which gives each and every one of us the Moshe that's within us, is to be able to borrow from the past and the present and the future. You refuse to take advantage of the shin. Hake ashinav. And we tell him, it's only because of this that I was able to get out of Mitzrayim, because I was willing to borrow. I was willing to pretend. Had you been there, you wouldn't have been able to get out. You have to be a Yedei Elisha. You can't be a She'eino Yedei Elisha. Now, the concept of borrowing from our own pnimius, this concept is called Zois. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Zois represents the Shechina. The Shechina is the godliness that dwells within us. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Zois Nechamasi Ba'anyi. Zois is my comfort in my poverty, meaning even when I'm spiritually impoverished, what is my comfort? I comfort myself with Zeus, with the fact that I have, that the Shekhinah dwells within me, I can borrow from within myself and conduct myself in a manner that is in line with Malchus Shemayim, even though I don't feel like I'm there yet. Zeus Nechamasi Ba'ani. Zois is my comfort, even when I'm impoverished spiritually. So at the burning bush, when Hashem says to Moshe, he tells Moshe to go to Bnei Yisrael and tell them that I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim, Moshe says, "Hein lo yaminu li, they're never going to believe me. The Bnei Yisrael are mem tashari tuma." So Hashem says to Moshe, Maze biyotcha? The word maze is written mem zayin hey. It's not written as two words, maze biyotcha. It's written maze biyotcha, mem zayin hey. So the word maze is the mem hey, which is the melech ha'olam. But the letter in the middle, instead of a shin, for Moshe, is a zayin, which represents only the middle line of the shin. That's what the Zion is. It's the middle line of the shin. So Hashem says to Moshe, Maze biyotcha? Are you only looking at their present? You don't want to look at their past, that they had Avos HaKadoshim? You don't want to look at their future? You can't see their potential? All you can see is their present? Maze biyotcha? So Moshe responded, Mate. Quite the contrary. Mata is also a memhe, but a tes. A tes is the two side prongs of the shin. Moshe says, no, I only see their past and their future. I see no present whatsoever. Presently, they're not there. They're in Memta Sharetum. So Hashem said to Moshe, take your mata and throw it to the ground. Indicating to Moshe, Let me show you what happens when a Yid comes into the Tumah of Mitzrayim. He can turn into a Nachash. He can turn into a snake. Now, Echoyiz Biznavoy, grab onto his Zonov. Zonov is Rosh Hatevis, Zois Nechamasi Ba'ani. Zois is my comfort when I'm totally impoverished. A Yid, in their present status, can borrow from their own pnimius. Grab on to their zois nachamasi bani, and you'll see that their present will match their past and their future. And that is what I want you to show Bnei Yisrael. I want you to show them that they can borrow from their present and from their past and from their future. And when Paroi makes fun of the fact that you believe that you can raise Bnei Yisrael out of Tumas Mitzrayim, show him the same sign. As long as we're willing to grab onto the Zois, we can raise ourselves from Emta Shari Tumah. So this is what we say in Chodesh Elul. When we want to declare Hashem as the king over the entire world, but that first requires us to make Hashem the king over ourselves. He needs to be Alekeinu. Achas shu'alti me'es Hashem. There's one thing that I borrow from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayo, elach zois benoyim Hashem ulevake beachala. Achas shu'alti me'es Hashem. There's one thing that I borrow from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That oisa avakesh, that all I should request is to sit in the house of Hashem my entire life and to gaze in the sweetness of Hashem and to visit His chamber. I want, my request is that I should be able to borrow. That I should be able to borrow the highest of levels, the greatest of levels, so that I should be able to say Elekeinu. So that when Rosh Hashanah and Kippur come, I should be able to say Melech HaOlam. Because Al Tikra Ma Elamea, you can't say Ma unless you first say Mea. So the Eibush Tehelf, that we should be Zeiche, to be Mamlech the Rebbeinu Shalom upon ourselves, and upon the entire world, to the point that the Rebbeinu Shalom will reveal His Malchus over the entire world. V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera V'yameinu Amen.